Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Can you pause? It was on my 30th birthday when I was living in Boston, and my father surprised me that morning with flowers at the door. My mother jumped out of the hotel room and surprised me. And later my sister surprised me as well. And then I had my whole family, immediate family, was together for the first time in many, many, many years for the entire day.
What are you most proud of? Why does it make you feel proud?
I'm most proud of my two children. They make me feel proud because they are both wonderful human beings and make me proud every day.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about someone or some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
I would say one of the people that had a big influence on my life was a friend of mine who was going through breast cancer. And she was dying, actually. And she lived many years longer than she was supposed to. And she used to be, you would never have known she was dying the way she acted. She would always walk around happy and lived life to the fullest. And she taught me many things. One of the things was, don't sweat the small stuff. Let how important things are in life and how you have to just let things roll off your back, and how when life is really bad, you have to look at the silver lining of everything and see happiness and look at the bright side of life.
Oh, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that they need to go through life with a smile and positive attitude. One of my favorite quotes is, life will go the way your mouth turns. So happiness is something that you need to exude, and you can be kind and always, always be kind. That is one of my key things. I tell my children all the time that kindness goes a long way, no matter what, and to always be smiling. Even if times are tough, you can smile and be kind to people. It is the best way to go through life.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person who made an impact on people, either by my kindness or how I could help, that I helped many people, that maybe I helped people in ways I didn't even realize I was helping. I'd like to reach a lot of people and just be known as a kind, loving person who maybe brightened everybody's day and people were happy to be around.
Tell me about your favorite pet growing up.
We had a dog named Peppy. He came from the pound. We got him down in downtown Washington, D.C., and he was found in a garbage can down in the worst parts of the inner city of D.C. He was just a little puppy and lived to be 13 years old and was the smartest, coolest dog. He was really funny because he had his back legs were longer than his front legs slightly, so he was a little bit off center, but he had the most personality and was the smartest dog. He was such a street dog and would eat. He would steal food off the table. One time he got on the dining room table when we had a party at my house, and there were candlesticks lit, and he jumped up on the table and got the big filet mignon that had been left over, and he climbed through the table, and all of a sudden we started smelling something burning, and it was his hair on his body had been burnt off because he walked between the two candlesticks trying to get the food. He was a great dog.
Do you have a favorite memory with your sister?
I have many favorite memories with my sister. She's 3 years older than me, and we are very close. But probably one that stands out was when I visited her in New York City when she worked there. She worked for Shape Magazine, and I flew out to Aspen, Colorado, to meet her for an event for the magazine, and it was at the ski resort. And we did a 3-day event, which I helped her with. And there were a lot of superstars and big people out there, and it was so much fun being involved with the magazine and spending quality time together. And we stayed in a hotel, and we just had a wonderful time together, nice bonding. Long 3 days, and that's one memory that stands out very strongly with her, a very special time together.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
Of my 4 grandparents, I only knew 3 of them. My father's father died of polio when my dad was in college. And my dad's mom passed away when I was in 5th grade. She was a big part of my life up until then. Every time I went to visit my dad in Winchester, Virginia, we would see her all the time, and we spent a lot of time with her. And my mom's parents lived in Huntington, West Virginia, and my grandfather died young, but I knew him pretty well. He died of a heart attack, but I really knew my grandmother, my mom's mom. She was around until I got married, so I knew her most of my life into my 30s, and we spent a lot of time with her, and we were very close. Unfortunately, none of them lived long enough to meet my children.
How did you meet my dad?
Your dad and I met at a wedding on the island of Nantucket. He was in the wedding and I was there because it was a family wedding of my stepsister's cousin. We all came as a family and we went, and he was in the wedding, and we all started talking and spent the week at Nantucket, and I got to know him there. And then I was living in Boston at the time, and he was here in Lynchburg, Virginia, and we dated long distance for a while, and then it got very crazy, and the traveling was very hard, and so we decided to get married. And so I moved to Lynchburg. We were in our early 30s when this happened, so we knew at that point that it was meant to be.
Where did you go to college and why?
I went to the College of Worcester in Ohio. It's a small liberal arts school in Ohio where all those schools are. There are a lot of liberal arts schools around that area. And I loved it, but it's a funny story because I grew up in Washington, D.C., and my school had a great college advisor, and I had no idea where I wanted to go to school, and he was insisting that I needed to apply to the College of Worcester, and I thought he was crazy because I certainly didn't want to go to school in Ohio. I had never heard of that school, and I couldn't figure out why he was being so annoying, pushing me to apply there, and he wouldn't let it go. He kept on about it because he said, this is the perfect school for you. And so I eventually applied because he was driving me so crazy that I applied. And then once I got into all the schools, I went and I visited them to decide where I wanted to go, and ended up at College of Worcester because I liked the campus and it seemed like a fine place. And I loved it so much that halfway through my college freshman year, I actually wrote my college advisor a letter thanking him for being so annoying and continuously bugging me about going to the school because I loved it so much, and it was because of him really that I was there. So that's how I ended up. And it was also interesting because I had never been in a small town, and Worcester is a very small town. The headquarters of Rubbermaid is there, but other than that, it is a really small town. So it was a complete change from growing up in the big city of Washington, D.C. So it was actually a nice experience for me, and I loved it. My name is Paige Langley. I am 48 years old, and today is Tuesday, January 16th, and I am speaking with Christopher Langley, who is my son. We are recording this interview in Lynchburg, Virginia, and you have been listening to me about my life.